Month, how many of you are glad to be here? Amen. Hallelujah. Look at the joker sitting next to you and say, Jesus is here. Smile at them. Come on. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 32. Scripture that I preached many a time, but in the short time that we have before we partake of the Lord's table, I just want to press in this message. Genesis chapter 32, verses 24 to 30. Genesis 32, verses 24 to 30.
Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. Now when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip. And the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, Let me go, for the day breaks. But he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. So he said unto him, What is your name? He said, Jacob. And he said, Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed. Then Jacob asked, saying, Tell me your name, I pray. And he said, Why is it that you ask about my name? And he blessed him there. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel. For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved.
Amen. Hallelujah. I want to title the message, Pressing for the Blessing. Look at somebody and say, I'm going to press. Pressing for the blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. 2016 to be a year of God's, you receiving and you walking in the blessings of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I strongly feel that God will do something tremendous within the lives of God's people this year. Something tremendous. It is almost like as if all your prayers have literally accumulated in the presence of God, and you have come to an end of yourself, and there is nothing more that you can do, and you really want God to step in and do something. And I believe this is the year that God will step in and do something in your lives, and will bring about a great healing, bring about a great blessing over your lives. Hallelujah. There is so much that you can handle, and you think that you cannot handle anymore. And God is saying that in 2016, I'm going to run into your life. I'm going to come over your life. I'm going to press into your situation, and I'm going to manifest forth my blessing over your lives. If you believe that is for you, lift your hands and say, Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Genesis 32, we know Jacob is at a place where he's afraid. He's distressed. Because there are over 400 people who are coming to kill him. Esau is coming with 400 people to kill him. And not only kill him, but kill his whole family and children. Why? Because the only way that Esau can inherit the blessing that he lost is by making sure that the entire families of Jacob is wiped out. So here is Jacob in a point of his life where he's really troubled, distressed, and afraid. He's afraid of what the future is there for his family, for his life. He does not know what to expect. So he is in a place we know by the ford of Jabbok, where he is literally struggling that night in prayer with an angel. He must have been crying. Well, the Bible is very clear he was crying, because when you study the book of Hosea, the 12th chapter, the Bible says Jacob wrestled with that angel at the ford of Jabbok with tears. So literally he was crying. He had come to an end of himself, and he's literally struggling out there, afraid of his future, afraid of his tomorrow. And he's, you know, really in a place where he says, God, do something. Jesus, please do something. And God has to actually highlight to him in that struggle, Jacob, your problem is not Esau, but the people who are coming against you. That night, Jacob realizes something. The problem is not outside. The problem is not Esau. He suddenly realizes God is not dealing with Esau. God is dealing with him. Because Jacob has got too much of Jacob. It's not too much of Esau that's the problem. It's too much of Jacob that's the problem. How many of you believe that God can handle your Esau's or the dangers that come against your life? Sometimes the real challenge or the battle is when God is dealing with you. Are you with me? God is some way trying to communicate with Jacob and saying, listen, Jacob, after this wrestling that we have, you will no longer be Jacob. You got too much of yourself. After we have this struggle, this wrestling, there won't be anything more of Jacob. How many of you understand that? The Lord is actually dealing with us. Many a time we look at that problem has to go, this problem has to solve. Lord, deal with that, deal with this. And many a time God in His love, because He's got His eye upon you, because He loves you, because He needs you, and because He sees something in you which you cannot see in yourself, He's wrestling with you in the challenges of life and telling you, listen, I've got to bring out the Israel out of you. Look at somebody and say, there's Israel hiding in you. There's an Israel hiding in you. Amen. There is a nation hiding in you. There are things bigger than you hiding in you, and God wants to bring it out. That word blessing, God blessed Jacob, actually means power with God and favor with men. Can you say that with me? Power with God and favor with men. Say that again. Power with God and favor with men. Say that again. Power with God, favor with men. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How many of you like a blessing like that in 2016? Amen. Power with God. Amen. God is wanting to bring you to a place where you have power with God. Are you with me? God wants that. Amen. And favor with men. That is a supernatural anointing that is found in that word blessing. God is saying, listen, it doesn't matter who is against you, who curses you. I want to bless you. I want you to have power with God and favor with men. Are you with me? Jacob is a desperate man. That night, he is wrestling with God. He's broken. He's crying. And I believe that that wrestling match was a tie, 1-1. How many of you know that church is not always sometimes clappy and churchy, where you are kind of singing in the spirit and jumping up and, you know, rolling down the aisle and falling over laughing? I mean, that's good. I love that. Supernatural manifestation of the spirit. I love that. But there are times in your life where it is really desperate. You really want God to step in and do something, and it is like, it's almost like a wrestling match. I mean, you can't be sitting there with a casual casual attitude. Are you with me? There are times you can come into a church with a casual attitude. And there are times in your life that you know you cannot go into the presence of God with a casual attitude. There is a wrestling. There's something more deeper. There's something more stronger. I just need to make sure this night or this moment or this challenge or this time of worship or the word, I've got to have my breakthrough. I've got to go out of this place with power with God and with favor with man. I gotta have that blessing of God over me. I just don't want to play church. I just want to prevail and win and see the blessing of God over my life. If you realize that, put your hands together. Bless the name of Jesus. Look look at somebody and say, lose that casual sense of a casual attitude that you have. Just lose it. Just lose it. Just lose it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is an evening just to, you know, I'm pretty tired. As a matter of fact, I wanted to start the message by saying, please pray for me that I might not sleep while I'm preaching. It's been such a hectic, you know, about a month has been so hectic actually. And I thought, oh my God. But I was standing there and I thought, let somebody else preach. The Lord said, son, there are many who are wrestling. I want them to prevail. I want them to prevail. Hallelujah. You just need to go in there and suddenly find some energy from somewhere inside of you and make sure that you pour the word of God out into their hearts so that the word can set them free and they can see the anointing of blessing come over their lives. The angel could have killed him anytime. Because in Psalms 8 it says God made man a little lower than the angels. Are you with me? One angel in the book of Isaiah killed over 185,000 people. One angel in the book of Isaiah just killed 185,000 people that were coming against God's people. So the angel could have dealt with this guy just like that. Sometimes like just you kill a mosquito, Jacob, back. Jacob would have been over. But how many of you realize that God is not trying to destroy you? God is not trying to hurt you. God is not trying to kill you. Jesus came to give you life and life in its fullness. God is not against you. God is for you. The one angel could have killed him at any moment, destroyed him, but that was not the entire purpose. The entire purpose was to transform this guy, was to transform this person, is to transform and bring out the Israel in Jacob. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to give a shout out to Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is not trying to destroy you. Hallelujah. God is not trying to kill you. God is not trying to finish you off. God is trying to bring out something greater than you ever thought that you had from outside inside of you. Praise the Lord. Look at somebody and say, God is trying to change you. God is trying to change you. There is something that is not quite right about this guy called Jacob. He deceived his father, maybe. I like to preach that sometimes. He lied. And God is wanting to take Jacob out of Jacob. Not to crush him, but to change him. See, how many of you know that we are not prone to change? How many of you want to change? Anybody wants to change? I mean, we are not prone to change. And we'll never change when we are on top of the world. People who are in real comfort, who've got no problems, will they ever want to change? Who wants to? You're going to be kidding me. Nobody wants to change. But God allows you to come to situations where your holy help is Him. And where you got to really hold on to Him and struggle with Him and say, Lord, do something in my life, do something, change me somehow, get this blessing on me. I want power with you and I want favor with men. Lord, I don't want to go through another day, another year like this. I want you to deal with me somehow, and I'm gonna, Lord, just struggle with you if I have to, but do something in me. Praise the Lord. Sometimes it is important that we recognize the moments in our lives that you got to hold on to the Lord and really say, Lord, I don't want to play church. Help me. I want to have the blessing of God over me. The angel asked him, what is your name? He had lied to his father, saying that he was Esau. But he realized he can't lie with his angel. And he says, I'm Jacob. I'm done pretending. I'm Jacob. See, how many of you recognize that just one night of real prayer, experience of Jesus can change your life forever? That one night. Are you with me? One night of really struggling in prayer. Jacob recognized something, and which you got to recognize. Inside of every Jacob is an Israel. Look at somebody and say, inside of every Jacob is an Israel. Inside of every soul of Tarsus is a Paul. Inside the woman who had five husbands, who was an adulterous woman, is a missionary who can influence the entire place of Samaria for the glory of Jesus. There is something in you that God wants to manifest forth for His kingdom and for His glory in 2016. Lift your hand and say, Lord, give me power. Father, give me power with God and favor with men. Father, give me power with God and favor with men. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. The blessing of God. I want to just give you a simple thought process into Psalms 1, and then we close. The first Psalm. Six verses. Read the first two verses.
Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly.
Blessed is the man. Open your mouth and say, blessed. That word in Hebrew means happy is the man. Happy. Blessed is the man
who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly.
So, right there, watch where you walk. You want to see blessing and happiness in 2016? You want to see Israel manifested? Simple practical step, watch where you walk. Look at somebody and say, watch where you walk. Watch where you walk. Say that again. Watch where you walk. Look at your legs and say, walk in the ways of God. In 2016, walk in the ways of God. Walk in the Word of God. Walk. You know, I had this incredible experience just the previous day of the 31st. I was in prayer. I just came out. And I felt the river of God just flow. And my spiritual eyes, I saw the river flow. And the river of God was all over my feet. And the Lord said, son, I'm going to bring such an anointing over the church, over the walk, over the feet of God's people. Things that they had a struggle with in walking the right way, they will find tremendous liberty because my anointing will help them, my grace will help them, and they will walk in victory and in green pastures and beside still waters and beside, hallelujah, the blessings that I've kept for them. They shall walk in my ways. They shall not go astray. Look at your feet and say, the river of God is going to flow. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Say it with an attitude of faith. The river of God will flow. It says here, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. Watch where you stand. Watch where you stand. Watch where you stand. That word stand actually means to be connected to or hooked to. To be connected to or to be hooked to. Watch where you walk and Watch where you're connected to. What you're hooked to. It's Asia. Walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners. Choose your friends carefully. Don't be connected with people, especially for you. Don't be connected with people who are not godly. People who have sin as a way of life. People who are not connected to God or to Jesus or to His Word. Are you with me? You want to have power with God and favor with men? You want to be happy, blessed? To be one of those fortunate people who walk in the power of God's blessing? Watch where you stand. Watch where you stand. Watch where you walk. Look at somebody again and say, watch where you walk. Watch where you stand. Amen. What are you connected to? Choose your connections well. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't have the wrong SIM card. Remember your connections well. What are you really connected to? And the third thing that is said there is, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. That word sit, watch where you sit. Look at somebody and say, watch where you. Amen. Watch where you sit. That word sit means to dwell or to settle. To sit means dwell or where you settle. Watch what you choose to dwell on or settle into. In Hebrew, the word sit has got the meaning getting married to. God is saying, listen, don't get married to the wrong stuff. Don't dwell or settle into the wrong stuff. Don't sit with the scornful. The scornful means to people who make fun of. People who make fun of Jesus and His Word and the church and the pastor and God's servants and the anointing and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I mean, if you feel really comfortable with them and, you know, you're like pally-pally with them, there is something wrong. I'm not saying you won't go to heaven, because if you're born again, you will. But what I'm saying is you won't enjoy the blessing of God. How many of you know that one day a week doesn't make you a Christian? Sunday in church doesn't make you a Christian. God is saying, watch where you stand, watch where you sit. Huh? Watch where you, I mean, the way you walk, watch it. Jacob, all these years you walked your way. You walked in your thoughts. You got yourself hooked up to Laban, did stuff that you wanted. But now I'm meeting with you. I want to bring you to a point where you have blessing, where you have power with God and favor with men. I want you to walk in a happy state of mind, not in distress and afraid of what is coming against you or who is against you. You know, what's going to finish off your family? Don't be afraid. Praise the Lord. Look at the second verse, Psalms 1:2. Are you enjoying God's word today? Getting something from God's word? Psalms 1 verse 2. Look at it.
But his delight is in the law of the
Lord. Yes, his delight. Open your mouth and say his delight. His delight is in the law of the Lord. His delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate day and night. I was looking at that. You know, it actually says, you want to have the blessing. It says, listen, what you delight in? What are you excited about? Are you just waiting for the message to get over so you can have a dosha at Sarovaram? His delight is in the word of the Lord. He meditates on it. That word meditates means to chew, to rethink it again, to murmur it under your breath. Are you with me? To meditate means to rethink it again. Some of you hear the word and you don't even think about it the moment you step out of it. But you want to walk in the blessing? Rethink it. Murmur it under your breath. How many of you have seen people speaking to themselves? I've seen some of you speak by yourself. Or murmuring something under your breath. Sometimes it can be bad manners. But God is saying, listen, as long as you're murmuring out the right stuff, as long as you're murmuring the word of God, you're blessed. Amen. That word meditate actually has got the meaning of chewing the cud. The cow has got two stomachs. Aren't you glad that you only have one, or are you disappointed you don't have two? The cow has got two stomachs. He eats the grass into the first stomach. Then after some time he brings it up again to his mouth, chews it. And then it has to pass on to the second stomach. Take the word, meditate on it, chew on it. Think about it again, day and night. Oh, pastor, you don't mean I work. Pastor, I'm not a pastor. I'm not somebody very spiritual. Day and night. It actually, troubled me, this word day and night, because I thought, so does it mean I can't think anything else? I've got this 24/7, like, does it mean I can't have any fun in life 24/7 thinking, oh boy, how did these guys do it? That word day in Hebrew means daily. Daily. Are you with me? Daily have your time to meditate on God's word. Daily. And what does that word night mean in Hebrew? Come on. Open your mouth and ask me. What does it mean, Pastor? What does the word night mean? I didn't hear you. What does it mean? Unless you ask me in a nice way, I won't say it. Give me your best smile. Look up and say, what does it mean, Pastor? Yeah. Thank you for asking. It means in the midst of adversity, in the midst of challenge, when your hope and confidence is gone, and everything in your life is contrary to a blessing, chew on it. Think about God's word. Let it bring back life into you. Are you with me? When you know God can heal and you still feel sickness in your body and you wonder what is happening, by His stripes I'm healed. He will bless my food and water and remove sickness from my camp. Hallelujah. None of us who look to Him shall ever be put to shame. Chew on it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And that word blessing actually has got the meaning. How many of you know that, in Psalms 1 it says, when you read the entire chapter, it says, you will be prosperous. Open your mouth and say prosperous. How many of you know that prosperity has got more than money? Prosperity has got more than money. The real meaning of prosperity, I was reading about it in this chapter, it actually means not just material things, it means God will give you things that money can't even buy. How many of you realize that? I said something, how? Come on. I pray, God, when He says He wants to bless you and make you prosperous, He's saying, listen, definitely God blesses us materially, but that word blessing there or prosperity has got the meaning. I will give you stuff that no matter how much money you have, you won't be able to buy it. You get sick, you have all the money, the best doctors, the best hospitals. They cannot buy your healing. God has to step in and bring forth your healing. You have all the money. You buy the best bed. You have the best AC. You have the best, furniture in your home. But sleep, you cannot buy it. God has to give you sleep. To sleep peacefully, not tense and worried. I mean, God will bless you things beyond money. He's saying, listen, I want to make you prosperous. If you will walk and stand and sit the way that I want you to and meditate on my word and treasure my word and delight in my word, I will make you so blessed. I will give you such authority and power with God and favor with men that I will see such a blessing come upon you where you will have things that money cannot buy come into your life. And those are the things we want in our lives in the name of Jesus. How many of you know that you can have the best guards and, the best security people and a couple of Rottweiler dogs and all that, but unless God preserves you and protects you, brother, there is nothing that you can do. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Nothing that you can do unless God preserves you. This year, God opened a door for us to go into Iraq. Right? There are certain things I can say, certain things I cannot say, but right where the real challenges are in the world right now. God opened up a door and I'm kind of excited. I said, Lord, I want to see your river flow. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We want to see the glory of God manifested forth. Wherever you go, there are things that money cannot buy. God's protective power, God's favor. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God's mercy, God's goodness. These are things which money cannot buy. Money cannot even bring it near your life. And God can manifest it over you. Your family getting saved, your children getting saved, set free. Can money buy that? I mean, how many of you know that I would have been a millionaire because I was pastoring so many youth for so many years. Sometimes their parents come to me and say, Pastor, engineengilu ivane onnu nannaaki tharane, engineengilu ente mole onnu nokkane. I mean, if they had all the money in the world, they would have given it. Chi thalavarchan engineengilu nannaayanu. And I could have sat here and said, okay, pillare nannaakkunnen, okay, we're taking an offering today. All the parents would say, praise the Lord, take everything. We saved up everything for them. Now we can get them right. Pastor, take everything. But only God can. Are you with me? Those are things which money cannot buy. Only God can. And the word prosperity means God will bring into your life. Hallelujah. What nobody else can do, God will step in and He will prosper you. When you meditate on the word of God, He will bring in His glory over your life. Lift your hand and say, that blessing is mine. Say that with me. That blessing is mine. That blessing is mine. And because of lack of time, we'll just look at the third verse and I close with it. It says here, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. You shall be treeology. The study of trees. You won't be a branch. You won't be a bush. God says, listen, you do what I tell you, you will walk in this blessing. You will be a tree that is planted, not all over the place, not unstable. I mean, I was looking at my life, I could have lost my mind 100 times in 2015. With some of the things that I was challenged with and battling with, I thought I would lose my mind 100 times. And then you look at this, what it says here, you shall be like a tree planted, means stable, sure, rooted, not unstable, by the rivers of water. Are you with me? In other words, God is saying, my blessing is such that you will be rooted, not unstable, and you will always have access to fresh water. River. Say, I welcome the river of God. I want to be like a tree that is planted in the house of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Which will bear fruit in season. Even its leaf will be fresh and alive. And look at this word. It says there, whatsoever he does shall prosper. Whatever he does, he will prosper. You want to know the meaning again of that word prosperity? Another translation, another meaning of that? That word means to be pushed forward. God is saying, I will push you forward. Push you forward. God is saying, I will push you. Nobody will be able to hold you back. Are you with me? No witchcraft, magic. No voodoo. Nothing will hold you back. God is saying, listen, I will bless you. I will prosper you. I will push you forward. How many of you would like God to push you forward in 2016? Push you forward. Way from behind. Push you forward. I will push you forward. I will push you forward. Nobody can hold you back. I will push you forward. Praise the Lord. Some of you will feel the Lord's hand of blessing coming over you to push you forward this year. To push you forward. Jacob wrestling with God. If he had strived and if he had walked away without pressing in, he would have run away from that which came against him. But actually God's presence came over him and God pushed him forward. And he went forward. Are you with me? No matter what the challenges are, how many of you want to go forward? Go forward. Go forward in the Lord. Pushed forward. And when he came, he was amazed, because the brother who wasn't wanted to kill him looked at him and could not recognize him. You know why? Because Jacob is no more there. He's Israel. Esau is coming to kill Jacob. But Jacob is no longer there. It's Israel. This looks like Dixon. Dixon? No. It's Israel. And his brother hugged him. Certain things that you were fearing for, you won't fear no more, because God would have preserved you and kept you. Lift your hand and say, this blessing is mine. I'm going to press forward for the blessing. Lift your hand and thank the name of Jesus this evening. Thank the name of Jesus this evening. Thank the name of Jesus this evening. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's close our eyes in prayer. Can I have the ushers come forward to the side, please? Rest of you, would you just kneel down or stand up in your places? Would you say this prayer from your heart, Jesus? Say this from your heart, Jesus.
I
want to walk in your blessing.
Walk in your blessing.
In 2016. It doesn't matter, Lord. It doesn't matter what I'm going through. You know it all. You know every challenge that I am facing. Lord, I want to seek your face. I want to really, really hold on to you. And I want to tell you, Lord, unless you bless me, I won't go. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Forgive me for all my sins. Cleanse me with your precious blood. Live your life in me. Make me a new creation. Help me to have power with God and favor with men. Lord, I belong to you. I renounce the devil. I renounce Satan. I renounce sin. I renounce the world. Thank you, Jesus, for accepting me as your child. Thank you, Lord. I receive your forgiveness. I receive your blessing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lift your hands and praise him. Praise him. Praise him.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.